Well, I want to go from a blockbuster put out by one of the country's biggest publishers, Putnam, which I think also owns part of Antarctica and maybe some of the smaller moons
Them
of
along with
Jupiter.
Cisco Systems and
Yeah,
Putnam, I think.
exactly. This is a wonderful book called The Immortal Game by Mark Coggins. It's a debut book, and the publisher is this tiny press out in California called Poltroon Press. And this book has won a couple of awards. The first printing sold out and apparently is now on the rare book market because it's and Todd is right now touching one of those rare books, and please handle it
I'm being
carefully.
very
Yes,
careful with this.
yes. I want to leave it to my grandchildren. This is a classic form. It's a PI novel. It's set in San Francisco, but it's updated in some really intriguing ways because the world that it investigates is the world, well, two worlds actually. It's the world of Bill Gates-like geniuses and computer programs, and also the straight S&M club scene in San Francisco. So you will not be riding cable cars up and down the hills in this version of San Francisco. It's pretty gritty, it's pretty seamy, and it's also very, very funny. It's wonderful, I think, to see someone take a tried and true form, the PI form, which is one that is uniquely American, I think, and people have said the PI is the 20th century version of the Minuteman and the cowboy. I mean, he's the lone figure who rides in and straightens everything out and doesn't get a whole lot for it except beaten up. Sometimes even has to shoot the gorgeous blonde, right? And he's given this form fresh life. His PI is the kind of is a wisecracker, as you expect them all to be. For instance, he says he was shooting people. He was a cop and he was shooting shot some people and he says, "And I quit." And they said, and then he says, "I left the force." And he said, "What happened? Were you fired?" And he said, "No, I ran out of bullets." So it's got the classic opening of the PI coming to interview the wealthy eccentric who gives him a case. And of course the case is much more complicated and bizarre than he imagined, and he will get beaten up and threatened and what you expect from a PI novel. And here's one of the femme fatale that he meets.
The Immortal Game, and that's the new one from Mark Coggins. He's never published anything before,
Nothing.
right?
This is his first book, and it's really fine. I hope he does more. I have a feeling you'll be hearing more about him. He probably will be picked up by a larger press.
All right.